Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all.
Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI.
Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow.
Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stuff I Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio.
All right, y'all. We've talked a lot about the different ways we cope this year, the last year. Shoot, y'all, I'm still trying to figure out how to cope in general. I'm reading about brain fog and all of this. I don't know about y'all. I've been Googling the hell out of how to focus or how not to be tired. It has not helped.
Right.
Just so you know. And you know what? When it comes to the holidays, we know there's a lot of stress. And we've talked about it a lot because both of us have talked about being overwhelmed during these oh-so-festive times, especially, you know, during the last couple of years. And yeah, I will say I've gotten a little better. Mm-hmm. I don't get as angry as I used to for the gratuitous preemptive need to put on Christmas music, but still why? Just still why? But hey, I'm trying to get better about this.
Good. yeah, I mean, I feel badly for people who work in retail. As someone who worked during a holiday season in retail, that's that music. Oof.
Usually
they only have one CD. They just play it over and over. All right.
Anyway. If it's a radio station, they repeat it every 2 hours.
Yes.
I have found that out.
Yes. Oof. But yes, we have done episodes about the added stressors of the holidays for women and just the labor and need to go overboard. So we wanted to do a check-in and some advice on how to cope a bit better this year.
And we say advice loosely because we know, again, you probably can Google it yourself and or have already, but hey. It's nice to hear it every now and again. And for me, this is the first, I guess, normal after pandemic holiday in which, you know, the last year, my family had pretty much all had COVID. And so everything was postponed. It was getting worse and worse and the up and downs of it. And I won't lie, there is a bit of anxiety, a lot of anxiety. And add to that, this big bridge my partner and I are at, in which we have decided to divide our time with family as well. So trying to get time with his family. So I'll go down there or go to where they are, or deciding how, you know, if we're going to go to my parents and how to divide this time. And because they are from different state, it makes it a little more difficult because, you know, outside travel, blah, 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 as well as trying to get the perfect gift. And I have so many Etsy sites up trying to find the considerate, perfect, partner gift. So I'm like, look, aren't I the best partner for your son? Yay, whatever.
Right.
And it's stressful. It's stressful because it does feel like it's a performance thing and it shouldn't be.
Yeah. Yeah, hilariously enough, I'm reading a fan fiction about all of this.
Of course you are.
And it's a Hallmark fan fiction, and it's about hiring someone to be a bad date so your family will never ask you again.
You know what? That's happening on Netflix and all of the holiday Lifetime. And I know we have those. I know you did the episode about Hallmark movies,
yeah,
which hinges on top of that typically all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I know we need to come back and address it because there's now a new like influx of having men of color as being or person of color as the main hottie. And I'm like, that's new.
Yeah.
Or at least a star.
Yeah.
So the small changes are happening. But all of that to say, yes, there's a lot of stress,
yes,
right now. Annie, I know you feel a little bit stressful because, you know, just going home in general is stressful. You haven't been feeling too well. So you're like, oh my God, constantly thinking,
mm-hmm, COVID.
Something's wrong. Something's wrong.
Right.
COVID. It's all COVID. I've been there too. I'm like, oh my God, I'm sick. Oh my God, I feel lightheaded. I have COVID. Mm-hmm. No. But all of that. And yeah, holidays coming around. We've talked about the whole issue with if you're a family and you have totally different belief systems.
Yeah.
Yes, my family and I have a very different belief system. I'm feeling a lot of stress. And one of the things that we've talked about previously is just how it actually can weigh on you. So mm-hmm, we did. We want to help you recognize for this Monday mini some of those physical stressors that might be saying, hey, you need to take a step back.
Yes. So we do have some physical signs of stress, which you probably already know, but we'll just go over. Because sometimes you just have to, yeah, you're too far in it. And you have to take that
right
step back to be like, wait a minute.
Right. I mean, I think you and I have talked about it. I'm like, I'm tired. And I'm like, oh, that could be stress.
It could be. I mean, it does impact so much of our body. So one sign is changes in menstruation. Another is effects in breathing, which is what I have been experiencing. One article says, stress affects one's breathing, whether one begins breathing faster, feeling shortness of breath, or hyperventilating. The respiratory system goes into overdrive. Over time, continued strain on the system can make one more susceptible to upper respiratory infections.
And you know what? Going back to the menstruation, I kind of forgot because I am on an IUD,
mm-hmm,
and I don't really have my period anymore. It's been a blessing. I love it. Don't want it. But I still have some of the mood changes.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that used to be a huge factor for me. When I would stress, I would be all over the place, whether it was it lasted longer, I was bleeding more, I was bleeding more profusely, and mm-hmm, or I was cramping more.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie, I don't miss any of that. But I remember those changes and being kind of scared, especially if you're sexually active.
Right.
That's such a gross term. But in general, like if you're doing all these things and you don't quite know what's happening, mm-hmm, and you're like, what's wrong with my body? And me coming up on like 41, I'm like, am I going through menopause already? Stuff like that go through my mind. And I forget how badly your hormones are affected by stress in general.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes those hormones cause you to stress out more. Blah.
Yep.
The uterus. Mm-hmm. And of course, just the overall immune system, which another statement says, continued stress can leave one more susceptible to infections and skin conditions such as eczema, hives, and acne. And you know what? I remember like I still am having that issue at 41. Like, oh my God, my face is all over the place. I'm getting pimples here and there and or like the rashes and or my eyes are now puffy because of the stress.
Yeah.
And not sleeping as well anymore, I feel like, or ever anymore the last 2 years. But yeah, just the overall immune system that I talked about can cause, not necessarily be the cause of cancer, but too much stress on the body can eventually lead to a lot of breakdowns in your immune systems, can cause you to be sick constantly, and can lead to things like that, which are autoimmune diseases that stress has a huge impact on. So mm-hmm, it's kind of that reminder. And for women, when we talk about stress, again, we see it in such a different manner and we have it show in different manners, whether it is through autoimmune system or those who have uteruses in general can have it in a whole different way and how it comes out. The headaches can be different. As we talked about heart conditions, some of the symptoms can be different for women rather than men. So all of these things, even though they sound like, oh yeah, obviously, it's not sometimes obvious, mm-hmm, you know, including the breathing thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we're not just talking about all of that. Yeah, so there's some signs for you. But Annie, I wanted to do a personal check-in because I feel like we've connected with our listeners. They know us so well that I feel like they may know before if we like make mention of something, they're like, there it is.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have like one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I just wanted to ask you a couple questions to do a check-in with you. Do you feel like this year is different from last year for you?
Yes. Yes. I feel like, so last year I went home for Thanksgiving. I think I told the story, but somebody showed up that I wasn't anticipating to show up, and I cried because I was so scared that I would infect him with COVID and he would die. Mm-hmm. And I carry a lot of guilt around that because it's not a reaction I could have anticipated. It surprised even me. Mm-hmm. But it was just a sign of how stressed I was and how worried I was about all of this that I just started crying. And then in the following holiday, no one else came because my whole family was like, oh my gosh, okay. we will not do that again. So this holiday, some other people are coming and I feel more comfortable with it. We're all vaccinated. But I am still anxious about that. And then, you know, we've been talking about how there's all these, the talk about shortages and kind of all these things that are impacting making the holidays magical, or just even trying to hold on to a tradition that you have. So I have some anxieties around that. And then I will say, like Samantha said, I haven't been feeling well, and I think it is stress. And I think a part of it is just, it is, you know, we've been in quarantine for almost 2 years at this point. And I think I'm just tired, and we have a lot going on.
Right, we do.
We do, which we'll talk about in a future episode, perhaps. But I think, yeah, I'm just like, I feel like I can't, I'm always thinking, I just have to get to this day, which is a way I hate thinking like that.
Yeah.
Because every day is a gift. But I keep thinking, like, I just have to get through this. And there's no end point in sight. Like, the holidays aren't an end point. It's just like, well, now I have to get through this. And I mean, I do have some enjoyment. I love hanging out with my mom. I enjoy spending time with my family. I love the food. But there are so many other stressors on top of it to make it happen, one. But I just also have like my weird thing with eating and knowing all the work that builds up that you got to do. So I think that's about where I am. How about you?
Yeah. So I think I'm with you with last year was a little bit more easy because, again, I chose not to go home, but my family understood. Everybody had COVID. There's still like the back and forth with my other family members, siblings, when it comes to vaccinations. So there's a little concern about that, but it kind of has come to the point that I know I've done what I needed to do. Mm-hmm. As upset as I might be, if I did get COVID in the end, I know that because I am vaccinated, I am at lower risk for the severity of COVID. And it makes me feel selfish, not necessarily selfish, but again, that there's that guilt. I'm like, but which one is better? Y'all know how I feel. You refuse to do this. So if you get sick because of me and I didn't realize it, I don't know what to do other than you needed to figure this out. And I really wish you had. I'm not wishing that upon anybody, but that's just the back of my head. Mm-hmm. So I do want to see my family in that realm of like, it's been a while since I've seen them. Mm-hmm. And I am maybe too much of a pessimist. Again, I hate the holidays. My family knows that I hate Christmas. They know everything. They've tried to persuade me to say, it's good this way. This is so great. And I'm like, I just don't like it. I don't like it. And so just kind of, again, like you, just waiting for the next marker.
Yeah.
Of I do have an end time. Like when this is over, this will feel better. In that level. So there are things. Again, the other part to that is going with his family and seeing them. I'm excited because they have a great relationship and they really get along. I get along with them as well. Mm-hmm. So I feel a little more free with that. But it's still, we're going to be driving 4 or 5 hours and I have a dog and they have dogs and my dog's a jerk with other dogs. So how do we keep this aside, you know, and all this without causing too much stress? I'm one more added person where they didn't have to think about the fact that we were a couple coming down, you know, like taking up space. Mm-hmm. So there are so many things to that level. I also feel weird in being in that type of relationship and being in a relationship in general. This is new to me because like I existed in my world, you exist in yours, end of story. And now we've come to the point like, oh, that's not feasible in that sort of like trying to meet each other's family and trying to give as much attention to the families as, you know, being shared and all of that to show that we care about the other. So that's a whole other weird thing that I'm having to experience that I didn't think I would want or would do.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah. I mean, that's definitely stressful. Like you said, finding the gift and knowing how to act, it does feel like a performance.
It really does.
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah. Yeah. The gifting, like I was wrapping all my presents for my mom last night and I was like, is this enough? Is it too much? You know, you go back and forth.
Right, you do. You want to buy the perfect one. And then I have my parents who just doesn't care. Like they're like, oh yeah, give us gift cards. It feels so impersonal though. Because especially when my sister has so much like intel because they do see my parents every day. So they're like, they know exactly what craft they want from this specialty store that I'd never heard of. And I'm like, here's a $50 gift card. Happy Christmas. You know?
Yeah.
So you feel like you're competing with people.
Right.
Snagajob is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert.
Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
But anyway, enough of the complaining, because I have a feeling this is not new, as you said. And there's so many of you who have dealt with this. Mm-hmm. So we did want to talk a little bit about how to deal with some of this.
Yes. And one of the key things that I'm frankly terrible at, but I'm working on, is balancing your time, including work and family time. Because, if you're like us, we're trying to cram in so much work to possibly have like some actual time off, which is not the way you should do it. yes. But that doesn't mean we should push ourselves to the point of a breakdown. And some possible solutions to that, like learning to delegate, organizing your time and priorities, and remembering to set boundaries, which, I think that's huge.
Yeah, it is. And if budgeting is something that you are struggling with, or finances in general, because you know what? Yeah, it is a huge one for me. And as someone who loves giving gifts, because I do, that's one of my favorite things to do if I know that person, if not, it's stressful.
Right.
Budgeting was not, and it's not something I'm great at still, but realizing that it is a good thing to do and that you need to know your limits because you're not going to enjoy it afterwards. And the stress that it comes with after the fact, not worth it.
Right.
Not worth it.
Mm-hmm. another thing is learning to say no. It's something that caregivers really struggle with, but really need to learn to do. It's very, very key. Also, I think I spoke about this recently. This has been a big journey for me. This is something I'm working on still.
And I love that the pandemic has helped you.
Surprisingly, yes.
Yeah. I think it's because we have an excuse now, but
it's like,
and people are more understanding. Our group of friends are, but still, mm-hmm. And I know for those of you who have FOMO, fear of missing out, it can be a hard one. Annie, I think it might still be you a little bit.
Yep.
And you also don't want to hurt people's feelings.
Yeah.
Those two things. Mm-hmm. But it's something that can help you slow down and just take some time. Learn to say no. It's okay. You don't always have to be there.
Yeah.
I'm that person who said no so many times, people forget me. And I'm like, aw, them leaving me out.
I would
but
never
I still
forget
feel better
you.
At home.
Well, speaking of which, another good one is taking time for yourself. And we've been very outspoken advocates for self-care. So, of course, this is something that we highly recommend. It's important to just be able to go quietly get away from the chaos of the holidays. So, We're telling you to do it. We recommend that you do it. Go watch a sappy movie you love by yourself or a fan fiction about a sappy movie you've never seen. Go read it.
There you go.
Take a hot bath, sit in the sun, listen to the new Adele album. Oh, I love it. Whatever it is, just take some time for yourself.
Right. And even if it's that's just 15 minutes, even if it's 5 minutes so you can breathe. I've actually hidden in a bathroom for 5 minutes to breathe.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay. Go mm-hmm. do that.
Yes.
And just a reminder, give yourself a break. It's okay to feel overwhelmed or underwhelmed or just whelmed. mm-hmm. Get it?
Yeah.
No? Okay. Don't beat yourself up if you do feel stressed or if you don't feel like celebrating or if you love the holidays. Don't let the naysayers like me kill your spirit. Enjoy it. Go full force into it. Listen to that Mariah Carey album. Sing it from the top of your lungs. Go Ooh, ahead and decorate yes. that Christmas tree. Show off your Christmas tree if it's ready and done. Show me your pet's pajamas, Christmas pajamas. Yes. I want to see them actually.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's okay to enjoy it. It's okay to take a break from it. It's okay not to enjoy it and just admit, it's not for you.
Yeah.
All of those things are important. And of course, there's so many other things that you can look into to help you. Probably a little more nuanced than what we're giving.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, just take care of yourself.
Yes. Yes.
Annie. Specifically you.
Oh. All right.
And we've talked a lot about the stress. We've talked about all of this. So we're going to end on a happy note, just in case some more of you like, y'all, calm down. It's just 2 months. Annie, what is one of your favorite holiday memories?
This might surprise you, actually. But when I was 9 years old, I had been requesting, I'd been asking for a dog since I was 4 years old. And I kept getting turned down. So when I was 9 years old, I made a graph and a chart, and I explained how I was going to take care of this dog and how I was going to pay for the food. And it was like a presentation I gave to my whole family. I came out on Christmas morning. This was back when we celebrated at my grandparents' house. And there was a dog cage there. And I ran and I was so excited. I looked in and we have this on VHS, so it lives forever. Although I don't have a VCR to play it, but there was no dog. And you can tell I'm visibly like trying to keep it together because I thought they'd given me the cage, but not the dog. So then I go and I start unwrapping gifts. I'm like, clearly, like, don't cry, don't cry, don't cry. And the dog, my old puppy Dizzy, she came up behind me and started licking my face. And it was, I'm so happy.
I am very surprised.
Oh, yeah. I loved it. I loved her. She was so cute. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So for me, I think it may have been my first Christmas, essentially, when I moved to the U.S. Never had Christmas. Not a thing. Don't have Santa Claus. I really like lived in an orphanage for a while. So obviously everything that was handed out was not necessarily like Merry Christmas. Here's the whole thing. Waking up, my brother was more excited than I was because I was thoroughly confused about what was happening. But he was very excited for me. So he and I are this is the younger brother, and he and I are about 7 months apart. So he was still really into it. And I was seven, he was seven. And he was so excited that my sister was there, and she's a traditionalist. So she has all kinds of rituals. She is the one who is probably the most sentimental of our family. So we had to all line up in order of the oldest to youngest, going down the stairs, and everybody had to work on the tree. I'm half asleep trying to figure out what the hell is happening because I'm like, what?
Mm-hmm.
What? and seeing all these presents around and then having them like the night before talking about trying to figure out what was happening because still my English is not great at this point, but setting out Christmas cookies. My dad went all out with the jingle bells outside and us all matching pajamas. Like it was a thing, and having these beautifully homemade stockings put up and being able to sit with a family for the first time and getting toys that was gifted to me and only me mm-hmm. was unusual. Was something newer, obviously. Like I've been given things as I had come to the U.S. But that fact that I was having a moment where it felt familiar, but new and promising. And it was a really nice little, very small tidbit of a memory that I do remember about Christmas and really enjoying. We had to do the whole Christmas Eve. You get one gift and we all open a gift. The next day, everybody takes turns opening gifts. And it was a lovely memory.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That does sound lovely. Yeah. So we hope, listeners, that whatever you're celebrating or not celebrating, that you're taking care of yourself, you're taking time for yourself. We love having you as part of our Sminty community. And if you are celebrating, like, yeah, hold on to those like happy moments and enjoy them and share them with us if you would like.
Please.
Yes. You can email us at stuffmediamomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at @MomStuffPodcast or on Instagram at Stuff Mom Never Told You. Thanks as always to our super producer, Christina.
Thank you.
And thanks to you for listening. Stuff Mom Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie.
Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy. Yeah. Right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.